Welcome to Not Again, Making History Reimagined. This audio guide is based on accounts of Making History, a thesis show curated by Jennifer Dunlop from the CCS class of 1999. You are invited to listen to this guide while walking through Andrea van der Straten's current gallery installation. It was Gallery 4 and 5. There were three other shows happening at the same time, and four before, and four after, and they were for 10 days. This was the year that we had the first all-video show. It was kind of a new thing. In 1999, people were much more adventurous than they were in 1996. The whole thing, everything was very specific. It wasn't one of these shows where the student was making up his or her mind over and over again until the last minute. It was kind of clear because the first gallery, which was the middle gallery, had a René Green piece. I have a strange memory of that. It was all these bookshelves and green walls. The gallery was chromatically subdued, but I remember it was green and red and white. Lots of elements with a little bit of red, but the walls were this strange, ferny, institutional green. We painted the galleries. The galleries were broken up with portable, movable walls. We made rooms in there, but the colors were very intense and required several coats. You came in, and this layout of photos was interesting. I remember being pulled in, absorbed for a while. You got it after a while. The photos were about Kent State. It was different views of walking around the iconographic locations at Kent State, and you didn't know that at first. Kent State was a turning point. The whole 60s turned from a very idealistic peace and love to some radical points. With the Underground, Patty Hearst, etc. That has nothing to do with the show, though. You went around the bookshelf, and then it was this lounge area with a rug. Maybe the rug was red? I might be remembering the installation shot more than the piece itself. People could sit, listen to tapes, hang out. The curator was successful at creating a situation. Some people sat down. The last room was the Sam Durant. It had bookshelves that were either burned or written on, these IKEA bookshelves, and on the floor, a square patch of dirt. I don't remember if it had plastic and the dirt on top, or if it was directly on the floor. They looked like graves. I probably didn't do the dirt myself. The idea was that it was an echo of the partially buried woodshed by Robert Smithson. The sound was coming from the dirt. I don't recall it being very significant. It was kind of muffled. It was Mick Jagger trying to calm down the crowd. It was very 70s. There were drawings on the wall. There might have been some paintings. I remember helping to hang the drawings in the White Gallery and being quite close to them and studying them. One had Kurt Cobain and another one some sort of drawing with dirt that referenced the shed, the Robert Smithson shed. I remember much more as a motif Sam Durant's pieces. Maybe it was where I was at the time. That was the first time that I had seen this utopic design critique. It was the first Sam Durant I saw. The preoccupation of that was with notoriety. It's kind of an LA thing, which eventually became more obvious in other artists' work. It may have been the first time where I thought about an artist recreating the work of another artist. There had been in history artists learning from old masters, but it was the first time in the contemporary collection that I ever thought about that. I have very distinct memories of this group of shows.